by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. Let me just start off by saying a few things about marriage. Marriage is a divine institution established by God, entered into by two free moral agents of the opposite sex, who enter into covenant with each other and with God to live together for the rest of their lives in a manner that will glorify God. It is holy and it's sacred because it was instituted by God, and God didn't create anything that wasn't good. God has never created anything that was unholy. Amen. So marriage is a holy institution. And particularly for believers, for people that believe in Christ, there's a prescription in the Bible that have to do with the mindset that you have to have to have a happy marriage. And what happens is that a lot of people go into marriage with misguided expectation and misinformation, and they end up being very unhappy. The scripture says in Hebrews 13:4 says, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the marriage bed undefiled, but God will judge whoremongers and adulterers." That's what the scripture say. Another way of saying that is, marriage is honorable. The word honorable there means precious, especially dear, held in honor, esteemed worthy in every way. Amen. So if I'm going to speak over my marriage, I'm going to say about me and Pastor Cece that our marriage is precious, especially dear, held in honor, and esteemed worthy in every way. Amen. Praise God. And that's what you ought to speak over your marriage, and that your bed is undefiled. Ivy Hilliard said this. He said, "The strength of any marriage is determined by the capacity, of those in the relationship to manage the imperfections in each other that will surface throughout the relationship." I mean, you know that you can't get perfection out of imperfection. Marriage is a covenant between two imperfect people, and those imperfections are going to come on the scene. You know, they're going to appear one day. That the person you thought was perfect. I mean, when you're dating, say, "Now, he perfect for me. That's the perfect man. That's the perfect man I've ever seen one." Cece thought I was perfect. I don't know if she really thought that about me or not, but she knew I was a good man. Amen. And I knew she's a good woman, but we have to understand and we know that we're not perfect people. But a lot of people expect perfection, and imperfections are going to rise. All marriages have problems that must be worked through. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. There are good marriages. There are strong marriages. Amen. There are happy marriages. But there's not a perfect marriage. Amen. And so the only perfect part of our union together is God. And when we take the wisdom that he gives us, then we can live in the perfection that he created us to live in. When we live within the boundaries of the scriptures, then we can have, I'm going to tell you, a very good, strong, healthy, wholesome relationship with one another when we do things God's way. Every marriage will be tested in many areas. With the correct application of spiritual principles, tests and trials can be overcome. Many people are operating on misinformation and not revelation when it comes to their marriage. A lot of people just got misinformation. Stuff they picked up from mama, daddy, grandma, aunt, uncle, people out there in the world, tradition, and they're operating on misinformation and not revelation. And we had a whole lesson
on how important it is for you to have a revelation of your mate, of your husband or your wife, given to you by God of who they really are and the giftings that he placed inside of them. Amen. You got to have a revelation. Amen. That's the reason why so many fail and end up in divorce, is because they're just operating off misinformation and not revelation. When a husband or wife follow the scriptural prescription in how they're to treat one another, God will be glorified and their deepest needs and desires will be fulfilled. And so all of us have to be in a constant state of renewing our mind to what God's will is when it comes to our home life. I mean, you know, you spend more than a third of your life at home. Amen. You probably, if you work an 8-hour day job, that's a third of your life, 24 hours in a day. If you spend 8 hours on the job, that's one third. That other time that you spend doing whatever you do, you know, most of that time is going to be spent at home. And so since we're going to be at home that much, that and it's going to be that big a part of our life, we ought to be doing everything we can to make it happy. Amen. Everything we can to create a happy environment, an environment of love, joy, and peace in our homes. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So we're going to look at some scriptures. I'm going to talk to you about the responsibilities of a husband, the responsibilities of a wife, the joint responsibilities that they have. And then Pastor Cece and I are going to give y'all some tips on how to minister to each other. Praise God. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be good. I think that'll be worth the whole day right there. All right, let's look at some scriptures right here. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians 5, we're going to read some scriptures here. If you're a husband, or if you are a potential husband. See, if you say, well, I ain't married, don't apply to me. Yeah, it does. You better be learning all you can about marriage so you don't mess up. You say, well, I'm not a wife yet. Well, you're a potential wife. You better take it just like you are a wife and let God build this understanding into you so that you'll know what to look for and what to expect and to know what's required of you when you say, I do.
Amen.
Amen. Some people don't know what I do mean. All right, in Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 22. Now, I want you to underline your part, your responsibility. If you're a husband or if you're a potential husband, underline what you're supposed to be doing. If you're a wife or a potential wife, you need to underline what the scriptures say you're supposed to do, okay? Because the word gives us God's wisdom. This is the wisdom of God on how to have a happy home. Amen. Amen. Verse 22 says, wives, submit yourselves under your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, I hope I didn't lose nobody right there. I just hope I didn't lose no women right there. I hope you don't fall off the wagon right there. Just stay on the wagon right there, okay? Don't fall off right there with the first scripture, okay? Okay? Don't let this first scripture be your choking point. Okay. Some people say, oh, that is right there. That's it. I knew. That marriage thing ain't for me. That just got the first scripture out. You can handle it. God's going to give you wisdom on how to do it. You'll find out that submission is not a bad word. That submission actually brings great blessing in your life. See, God never put anybody in bondage. God never created anything that's going to make you in bondage. Amen. Every instruction that he gives you is for life and health. And it's meant to bring blessing in your life. So right there, you got to have an adjustment on how you think, because the world has given you a negative perception of what submission is all about. We got that from the world. Submission means that you're going to be a slave, a doormat. Somebody going to be able to walk all over you. See, that idea of submission came from the world, didn't come from God. Because one of the greatest things that you can do with your own life is to submit to God. Submission to God brings the greatest blessings you'll ever know. When you submit to God, I'm going to tell you, you open yourself up wide open for all of his goodness and grace and his mercy, because his blessing flows through submission and an understanding of submission and authority. So don't let me lose you right here, okay? Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. Now, I want you to notice, I want you to underline those two words, that nourisheth and cherisheth. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife. Underline that word join right there. And be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Okay, so we see that the husband has a responsibility and the wife has responsibility as ordained by God. Amen. And it's a good thing. Your greatest blessing in life will come if you can ever get these two together here. You're going to be blessed. Amen. Now, let's look at another scripture, Colossians chapter 3. Turn over to Colossians 3. You're going to see the wisdom of God just come out real clear here. Now, look at verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Did y'all catch that? Let me give some instruction to husbands and wives again. Sound just like Ephesians 5, don't it?
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.